Hello, I'm Christopher Purdy for Classical 101 and WOSU Public Media. Welcome to Opera Abbreviated, a series of podcasts giving you the nuts and bolts, love and kisses, and blood and guts of your favorite operas. Agamemnon, king of Mycenae, and his wife Clytemnestra had four children, a son, Orestes, and three daughters, Iphigenia, Chrysotomus, and Electra. Agamemnon has sacrificed his daughter Iphigenia to the goddess Artemis, thus to provide the winds to propel his ships in the Trojan War. On his return, Agamemnon is murdered by his wife and her lover, the drunken and effeminate Aegisthus. Orestes is banished, and Electra and Chrysotomus are kept under house arrest by their own mother. But Electra is consumed by the need for revenge for the murder of her father, Agamemnon. Sophocles' tragedy Electra was the first collaboration between Richard Strauss and the Viennese writer Ugo von Hofmannsthal. This partnership produced Strauss's most successful operas, among them Die Rosenkavalier, Ariadne auf Naxos, and Arabella. But it all began in 1908 with Electra. Rehearsals were fraught to the extent that Strauss shouted to the orchestra, "Play louder, I can still hear the singers." Electra is treated worse than a dog in her mother's household and is kept alive only by her thirst for revenge. She is continually haunted by the murder of Agamemnon as he lay in his bath, his blood turning the water red as he was hacked to pieces by an axe. Chrysotomus cannot share her sister's obsession. "I am a woman, and I want a woman's life. I would have children. Let my breasts be filled to nourish." But Clytemnestra, their mother, the queen, is racked by nightmares. She lives in terror, her gowns bedecked by jewels and talismans to ward off evil. There is no one she fears more than Electra. Well, almost no one. She begs and then demands Elektra's help in chasing away these nightmares. Today, she is not offensive. She speaks like a doctor. But Elektra goads her mother. The queen demands an end to these torments. Who must be sacrificed? A virgin? A child? A woman who has known a man? Elektra then asks, what has happened to my brother? What has happened to Orestes? I have forbidden you to speak of him. I send gold for his care, but they tell me he is mad. Elektra finally reveals the necessary sacrifice. The torments will end when you yourself are killed. Your soul is hanged by the noose you have made. The whistling axe falls, and I stand there to see you die at last. But Clytemnestra's terror is short-lived. Messengers run into the desolate courtyard. The queen calls for light and laughs hysterically, stepping over Elektra. The news has come. Orestes is dead, kicked to death by his own horses. Elektra tells her sister, if our brother is dead, the vengeance for our father's murder falls to us. But Chrysotimus refuses, in time for one more messenger to arrive. He is at first silent and menacing. He unnerves even Elektra, But servants rush from the palace and kiss his feet. I am Electra, princess of this house. Electra, abused, diminished, the once proud and beautiful princess. And the man says, the dogs in the courtyard know me, but my own sister does not. It is Orestes. Orestes, son of Agamemnon and Clytemnestra, who has faked his own death to travel home incognito to avenge his father. A messenger who will tell the queen of her son's final hours, he is admitted to the palace, and the slaughter, the vengeance, begins. And Electra cries, Agamemnon hears you. The queen is gruesomely murdered at last. The drunken Aegisthus arrives, eager to go to bed, and he too is killed by Orestes. And the vengeance of Agamemnon is complete. The courtyard fills with terrified servants, and Electra dances herself to death in joy. This brilliant and brutal opera in one act, no interruption, is about blood, blut, and vengeance, about appeasing the spirit of Agamemnon and restoring the royal house to Orestes. It is about a vengeance so potent that Electra herself cannot survive. But this first collaboration of Richard Strauss and Ugo von Hofmannsthal does. Their next opera, a comedy with music, Der Rosenkavalier, must have seen quite a relief. That's this edition of Opera Abbreviated with me, Christopher Purdy, from Classical 101 and WOSU Public Media. Thanks for listening, and there'll be more to come from Opera Abbreviated. That's this edition of Opera Abbreviated with me, Christopher Purdy, from Classical 101 and WOSU Public Media. Thanks for listening, and there'll be more to come from Opera Abbreviated.